Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I think every team in the country in October is trying to find themselves. I think your team is trying to find themselves here with just five games left in the regular season. Does it kind of feel from that standpoint that you're kind of starting from square one?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we don't know what we're going to see out of our team right now, and we're just trying to refigure things out, Schultze.
Home ice, not mathematically impossible, is a long shot. At what point and how do you go about just saying, all right, whatever's wrong, let's fix it, and whatever happens come playoff time is going
to
happen?
Well, that's what you have to do. I mean, home ice is out of the picture, and quite honestly, it's sixth place, and that's what we're fighting for. And that's how we have to look at things right now. We just want we want to build to the playoffs, and you know, that's how you got to look at things. You always got to you got to adapt. I mean, there's goals. We had goals the second half of the year, and obviously with what our goals were, it hasn't came to fruition. So now we've got to reevaluate those goals.
I don't know if I've ever heard you use the term passitis before. Have you ever had teams that, I don't know if I'm reading too much into this, but don't have the confidence to shoot?
Oh, all the time, every year, same stuff. No, it happens every year. We talk about it consistently. It happens all the time. And all the time. So that's not new.
How do you get out of it?
Well, it's just a frame of mind for the players.
Winning does a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not even winning from that standpoint. I mean, like, we had to show, what, six clips today that he had a pretty good scoring chance, and hopefully that registers. And, again, we go over this all the time with the guys. And, you know, hockey players in general have a tendency of overpassing. It's just the way it is, and you just got to try to make sure that, you know, they realize that, you know, the only way you're going to get second-chance opportunities is getting a puck on net. So very few times you're going to score with that initial shot. So, again, it's always work in progress. But, again, like, we had a good video session from that standpoint today.
You have said, as long as I've known you, that scoring the first goal is very, very important. Your record is night and day different if you score first and if you don't. The way teams defend now, the way that the game is played now, is playing from behind harder now than it was before, or is it always just kind of the same?
Well, it's always been hard, but like it's at a different level right now in modern-day hockey. I'm talking over the last 15, 20 years. It's really tough. You know, as the game has become more structured, more detailed, more defensive, and, you know, winning's a premium, and, you got to do a lot of little things well to win, and, you know, a lot of times when you've got that lead, you're pretty stingy.
Do you remember when and why defending became such a big part of the college game?
Well, I don't know. I would think a lot of it is 2006 with the collective bargaining agreement with the NHL, when a lot of things changed as well. I mean, you can no longer clutch and grab. I think a lot of things changed at that particular time.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two, with head coach Tom Cerutori. Adam Flamang injured last night during the game, Tom. I don't know that I've ever seen a player crawl off the ice before. How's he doing?
Not good. You know, not good, but we'll find out more on Monday.
When you lose a guy, any guy, it hurts. It changes the makeup of a team. When you lose an Adam Flamang, how much more amplified is that?
Well, big time. I mean, it's a big chunk of your offense, and we're struggling right now generating offense the way it is, and when you got one of your offensive drivers injured, it affects you.
You had to change goalies last night, second time, I think, in the last four or five games. How much of that was just the odd man rushes, and what was happening 100 or 150 feet away from your goaltender?
Well, you just had it at that particular time. It was the right thing to do.
It can go both ways. It can be a shot in the arm to the rest of the team. It can be a wake-up call, for lack of a better term. Was it?
Well, no, that wasn't the – no, that wasn't the – I mean, pretty much the game was over. I mean, we had a little bit of a gallant comeback, but, I mean, we were climbing. We were climbing. It was an uphill battle. We were climbing uphill, and it was an uphill battle, and we just felt at the end of the day right there that, you know, we wanted to give Hildy a little bit of a rest right there and move, you know, get Trent some ice time.
After seeing Ferris in person for the first time and what that program now is, why were they so good? Why were they so difficult allowing you to get pucks to the net?
You know what? They defended well last night. They got a long defensive core. They contested shots. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I expected them to be the team that they were last night. So I don't know. It wasn't anything crazy weird for me, Schultz, I guess what I'm getting at.
You've said it all along that there is such a fine line.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Like, these